Well, losing a parent is always difficult, but the relationship doesn't pass away. It's the sage words of advice, the loving gestures, the memories, all of those live on through the child. Nikki Pennington's mom had always been supportive in her life, particularly during the panic attacks that plagued Nikki. Mom always seemed to be there with the right thing to say at the right time. And Nikki says, you need to have your person. And for Nikki, mom was that person. Well, the day mom died, Nikki called her husband, my person. She's gone. The one that knew me and loved me with all my flaws, the one that could calm my fears is gone. But at that point, Nikki's husband let her in on a little secret that he and her mom had been keeping from her all these years. On their wedding day, Nikki's mom gave her husband a note titled, How to Be Nikki's Person. And it was a step-by-step guide on what she'd say and do for Nikki during those anxiety attacks for her husband to do. Step one, just listen. Step two, listen a little more. Step three, don't try to solve the problem. Step four, tell her you understand. And step five, keep listening until she's sorted it out on her own. She will. She always does. She doesn't know it yet, but she's had it figured out on her own all along. Mom gave up being Nikki's person, not because she wanted to, but because she wanted to pass the legacy on to her husband so that he could be Nikki's person. Well, Mom, you will always be my forever person.